天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很高兴与您在天路导向节目相遇。在生活中，我们经常问自己这个问题，我的生命的目标是什么？有一份好的职业就是成功的人生吗？或者有一个好的婚姻也就是人生的归宿吗？其实都不是。今天麦克牧师继续透过彼得前书来和我们分享什么才是我们基督徒的人生目标。请安静我们的心，一起来聆听麦克牧师的分享。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
If you are joining us in our broadcast for the first time,
如果这是你第一次听我们的节目，
we are in the middle of a series of messages from 1 Peter.
让我告诉你，现在我们正在讲彼得前书里的系列信息。
Today we are going to look at 1 Peter 4, 1 to 6.
今天我们要看彼得前书第四章第一到第六节。
Have you ever asked yourself, what is my purpose in life?
你曾经问过自己，我生命的目标是什么吗？
What do I want to accomplish in my life?
在我这一生中，希望成就些什么呢？
What am I doing on a daily basis to accomplish the purpose in my life?
在我日常生活里所做的，是否能促使我完成人生的目标呢？
How can I measure success in accomplishing this purpose?
我如何衡量自己是否成功地达到了目标呢？
Every believer must ask themselves these questions.
每一个基督徒都该问自己这些问题。
Every believer must have answers to these questions.
每一个基督徒也都应该知道这些问题的答案。
These are crucial questions that none of us can escape.
这些都是我们不能逃避的关键性的问题。
There are some people who think that they are successful if they have a good job.
有些人认为，只要有一份好的职业，就是成功的人生。
Or a flourishing career.
或是有一番蓬勃的事业，就是成功。
Or some think that they are successful if they have enough money.
有些人认为只要有足够的金钱就是成功。
Don't fool yourself.
不要再自欺了。
There is no such thing as enough money.
根本没有所谓足够的金钱这回事。
Human nature the way it is.
照人类的本性。
People always want more.
人总是贪得无厌的。
But you need to ask yourself this question.
但你需要问自己
What is the sum total of my ambitions?
我所有的雄心抱负加起来的总和是多少呢？
As a matter of fact, I go through this exercise of asking myself these questions on a regular basis.
事实上，我经常问自己这些问题已经成为了惯例了。
And I wait before God until I'm able to answer.
我在神面前等候，直到我获得答案。
What is my purpose in life?
我人生的目标是什么呢？
What is God's purpose in my life?
神在我身上的目标是什么呢？
How are these two purposes meshed together?
这两个目标怎样能糅合在一起呢？
How am I going to accomplish that purpose?
我怎样才能完成这目标呢？
My listening friends, here are some of the problems.
亲爱的朋友，问题是
Most people do not ask these questions.
大部分人都不问这些问题。
Let alone even struggle with the answers.
更不会为了寻求答案而挣扎。
Many people don't know where they are going.
许多人不知道自己往哪里去。
And therefore, they don't know whether they get there or not.
所以他们不知道自己是否能抵达目的地。
And when they get there, they're still confused.
即使到了终点，还是迷迷糊糊的。
They aim at nothing in general, and they hit nothing in particular.
既然没有对准的目标，也就没有明确的终点。
It is a fact that there are more people who fail through lack of purpose than those who fail through lack of talent.
事实上，因为没有目标而失败的人比缺乏才干而失败的人多。
Years ago, a famous but busy man got on a train.
多年前，一位忙碌的著名人士上了一列火车。
When the conductor asked for his ticket,
当查票员来查他的票时，
the man began to frankly search for his ticket.
他慌慌张张地找他的车票。
But he couldn't find it.
但找不着。
Finally, the conductor said to him,
最后查票员对他说，
Don't worry, sir, we know who you are.
先生，不用担心，我们认识你。
We know you have a ticket.
我们知道你有车票。
Don't worry about it.
不用着急。
Just mail it to the railway when you find it.
当你找到你的车票时，寄来铁路局就可以了。
But the man said as he kept on frantically looking for the ticket.
但那人一面还在紧张地找车票，一面说，
Sir, the problem is I need the ticket to know where I'm going.
先生，问题是我需要找到车票才知道我要到哪里去啊。
Many believers do not know where they are going in their Christian life.
有很多基督徒在他们的信仰生命中不知道自己该往哪里去。
And therefore they end up accomplishing nothing for God.
结果他们无法为神完成任何工作。
They touch no lives.
他们没有触摸到其他人的生命。
They change no situation.
他们没有改变任何情况。
They impact no one.
他们没有影响任何人。
They achieve no results.
他们没有任何成果。
And they flounder until it's too late.
他们一事无成，而且为时已晚。
Individual believers must have a vision.
每一个基督徒都应该有意向，有目标。
Churches must have a vision.
教会要有意向。
Christian institutions must have a vision.
基督教的机构要有意向。
The Bible says that without a vision, the people perish.
圣经说，没有意向，民就放肆。
And if 1 Peter 4, 1 to 6 tells us anything, it tells us that we must have the right destination.
彼得前书第四章第一到第六节，主要告诉我们的就是，我们必须有正确的目的地。
Not only that,
不仅如此。
But we must keep on going after we start on the road to our destination.
一旦我们走上了旅途，就要坚持走到终点。
People are always fascinated with the lifestyle of the rich and famous.
人们对于富有的、出名的人的生活方式很感兴趣。
But today I want to tell you about the lifestyle of the blessed and the joyful.
但今天我要告诉你，蒙福的、喜乐的人生是怎样的。
Any Christian can begin to emulate the lifestyle of the blessed and joyful.
任何一个基督徒都可以仿效这种蒙福又喜乐的生活方式。
That's what the Word of God tells us.
这是神的话语中告诉我们的。
Peter says it is not impossible.
彼得说，这种人生并非不可能的。
The Bible says that it is not reserved for the fortunate few.
圣经说，这种人生也不只是少数人的专利而已。
It is not reserved for the morbid and the unhappy people.
这也不是单单保留给那些悲惨的或不开心的人。
No.
不是。
On the contrary.
相反的。
It is the lifestyle that God desires for all his children.
这是神乐意赐予他所有儿女的生活方式。
In fact, it is the lifestyle of Jesus.
其实这就是耶稣的生活方式。
Look with me at the text of 1 Peter 4, 1 to 6.
请跟我一起来看彼得前书第四章一到六节。 基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在世度余下的光阴。因为往日随从外邦人的心意，行邪淫、恶欲、醉酒、荒宴、群饮，并可恶拜偶像的事，时候已经够了。他们在这些事上，见你们不与他们同奔那放荡无度的路，就以为怪，毁谤你们。他们必在那将要审判活人死人的主面前交账。为此，就是死人也曾有福音传给他们，要叫他们的肉体按着人受审判，他们的灵性却靠神活着。
These first six verses of chapter 4
在第四章的这六节经文里
contain a wealth of blessings，
包含着非常丰富的福气。
Let me summarize it for you，
让我为你指出它的重点来。
The life that has a purpose，
有目标的人生，
is a life that is mentally prepared for whatever you may face，
在面对任何一种境遇时都能胸有成竹。
The life that has a purpose，
有目标的人生，
is a life that is spiritually powerful to resist the old way of life，
具有属灵的能力，足以胜过老我。
The life that has a purpose，
有目标的人生，
is a life that is ultimately proven by the Lord in the day of accountability，
在最后交账的日子可以得到主的赞许。
Let me give them to you simply again，
让我再简单的说一次。
Mentally prepared，
胸有成竹。
Spiritually powerful，
属灵的能力。
Ultimately proven，
最后的称许。
When you have a purpose in life，
当你有了人生的目标，
You are mentally prepared for whatever you may face，
你就能够胸有成竹地面对任何境遇。
Look at 1 Peter 4:1，
请看彼得前书第四章第一节。
Because Christ died, therefore arm yourself，
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器。
You are to be mentally armed，
你的心智要武装起来。
You are to be mentally prepared，
你的心智要预备好。
A soccer player has one purpose in mind，
一个足球队员心中只有一个目标。
He must get the ball to go between the goalposts，
他必须把球踢进球门。
The purpose is very clear，
目标非常清晰。
And because his purpose is clear，
正因为他的目标清晰，
the soccer player knows the difference between a teammate who is going to help him accomplish his goal，
这个足球员分得出谁是他的队友，会帮助他达成他的目标，
from the opposing team member who is trying to stop him from achieving his goal，
谁是他的对手，会拦阻他完成他的目标。
So he is mentally prepared for opposition，
因此在遇到反抗时他胸有成竹。
He is mentally prepared for distractions，
遇到搅扰时他胸有成竹。
He is mentally prepared for hindrances，
遇到阻挡时他胸有成竹。
But he is also prepared for success，
同时他也准备好迎接成功。
It works the same way in the Christian life，
在基督徒的生命里也是这样。
When you know what your purpose in life is，
当你知道自己生命的目的时，
When you know what your goal is，
当你知道自己的目标是什么时，
When you know what the vision is，
当你知道什么是你的意向时，
You will be able to distinguish between those that are hindering you and those that are encouraging you，
你就分辨得出谁会拦阻你，谁会鼓励你。
You are mentally prepared for the challenge，
你可以胸有成竹地面对挑战。
But my listening friends, let me tell you something else.
但亲爱的朋友，让我再告诉你。
You are mentally prepared for victory.
你也要预备好接受胜利。
This is really the most important part.
其实这是最重要的部分。
Peter is saying that Jesus' goal was to go to the cross.
彼得告诉我们，耶稣的目标就是走上十字架。
That was the goal of the Lord.
这就是主耶稣的目标。
For that he left heaven and came to earth to go to the cross.
因此他离开天堂来到世上，走向十字架。
The Bible said that he set his face like a flint toward Jerusalem.
圣经说，他下定钢铁般的决心，面向耶路撒冷。
And Peter is saying, because that was his purpose in life,
彼得说，就因为这是他生命的目标。
No matter how physically painful those nails were as they tore into his flesh,
尽管那些钉子刺进他的肉身时有多么痛苦。
He stayed the course.
他坚守自己的目标。
No matter how emotionally painful it was to see Peter's denial of him three times,
尽管当彼得三次否认他时，他是多么的伤心。
He stayed the course.
他坚守自己的目标。
No matter how hurtful it was for him to see all of his disciples flee,
尽管眼看着所有的门徒都弃他而逃，使他伤透了心。
He stayed the course.
他依然坚守自己的目标。
And Peter is saying that because Christ died on the cross,
彼得说，因为基督死在十字架上。
He made sin to be defeatable.
他就可以打败罪恶。
He made sin to be overcomable.
他可以征服罪恶。
He made sin to be destroyable.
可以消灭罪恶。
Most of us will never suffer such severe injustice and pain as Jesus suffered.
大部分的人都不会经历像基督所受的那么大的冤屈和痛苦。
The pure, sinless, holy Son of God.
纯洁无罪、圣洁的神之子。
The one who never sinned in thought, word, or deed.
他的思想、言行毫无罪污。
Was crucified like a criminal.
竟然被当作罪犯钉死在十字架上。
Most of us never suffer that kind of injustice.
我们大多数人都不会遭受这么大的冤屈。
But some of us may innocently suffer the scorn of others because of our faith.
但有些人为了信仰，可能会无辜地遭受辱骂。
Some of us may innocently suffer the misunderstanding of our commitment to the Lord.
有些人为了顺服主，可能会无辜地遭受别人的误会。
Some of us may innocently suffer the questioning of our motives.
有些人可能会无辜地被人怀疑他们的动机。
Peter is saying that during those times,
彼得说，在这些情况之下，
arm yourself with the power of Christ's cross.
要以基督十字架的大能作为你的兵器。
And when you do that,
当你这么做时，
you will be mentally prepared for whatever you might face in life.
你就可以在人生的任何境遇中胸有成竹了。
Some of you may have heard GPS or Global Positioning Satellite.
你也许听说过 GPS, 也就是所谓的环球定位卫星系统。
That's what they use for some of the mobile phones.
有些行动电话就是使用这种系统的。
It can calculate your position on the earth to within a few feet of your exact location.
它可以计算出你在地球上方圆几尺之内的所在地。
Every believer has a GPS system called the Holy Spirit.
其实每一个基督徒身上也都有一套 GPS 系统，那就是在我们里面的圣灵。
When your purpose in life is clear,
当你有了清晰的生命目标，
even when you face distraction,
即使你遇到搅扰要你分心，
your internal GPS or Holy Spirit will tell you exactly where you are.
你里面的 GPS， 也就是圣灵，将确实的指示你该怎么做。
And what you need to do to get back on track with the Lord.
使你能回到主的道路上来。
You will be mentally prepared for whatever might face you.
无论你遭遇任何情况，你都胸有成竹。
Next time, we will see that we will be spiritually powerful to resist the old way of life.
下一次节目里，我们要看你所拥有的足以抵抗老我的属灵能力。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你。我们下次节目时间再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。确实，在我的人生经历中，未信主之前，一直把事业成功作为我的人生目标。信主后，神改变了我的价值观，我开始慢慢寻求神在我生命中的旨意和计划。就像麦克牧师所讲的，让圣灵来带领我们，成为我们生活工作的 GPS， 让我们每天与主同行，这样我们的人生才不会迷失方向。求主帮助我们归正我们的人生方向，坚定地来跟随主。感谢神。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。
将